This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talking about? Let's find out. You and me will find out together on the DJB program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Joria Keelan, happy to get her out of her deathbed, and Kara Schillen's on the air with us as well through our studio. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, where I am, at least for a little while. I'm going to Salt Lake today to see Dr. Jack. Let's see, Victoria, maybe you should come join me, see Dr. Jack, to get rid of whatever's going on with you.
Yeah, let's all go. We'll get a group discount.
Right, exactly. All right. The question today, or the question every day, for me anyway, as I look over all the things, there are 14 or so different sites that I look at every day to pick and choose things. The ladies pick and choose their own stuff to talk about. And I look at some of this, silly. I'm not sure what the right word is for all of the focus. For some people, it's very, arrogant for me to say, you know, this is so stupid, it's such a waste of time, because some people are really into it. But I find that even the thinking about this, and I use the word stupid, when there were words, in my childhood, there were words that were used for me that I have railed against all of my life, maybe both of those things. And one of them was stupid, one of them was liar, and there are a few other words in there that were used that sort of hindered my, I think, emotional growth. And so when I use the word stupid, I think about how dangerous it is. So I'm doing a little self-reflection here as I think about some of the overwhelming focus. This country is very smart. It really is. Despite some of the overwhelming evidence to the contrary with some people anyway. And I think it's a big mistake to underestimate the intelligence of, I don't know if it's average American, but I think there's enough intelligence out there to get to the bottom of stuff sooner or later, although it takes a long, long time. And so I think we're in a position here, not to be arrogant, but I think we have a pretty good handle on what's going on. And that's why I have assembled this group of ladies to put the information out there so you can think about it with their thoughts. And, you know, I've made it very clear what I think about the impeachment trial and the people in the...
Yeah, but I think you can cover it. How about if we do this? How about if we just cover it as the news happens? And I think everybody here, we have probably said that where we stood on impeachment at one point or another. And so now we just cover it as a news event. But I will help you if you'd like to get away from impeachment for a moment.
Yes, please.
I'd like to scare you with something else.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you've heard about this, but have you guys heard about the Clearview app?
Clearview app. No.
Yeah. Okay, so this app is now going to let strangers find your name and your information all with the snap of a photo. So let's just say you're walking down the street and someone snaps your picture on the sidewalk. Then they use the app to discover your name, your address, and any other details that have to be that are out there floating around about you. This is a new startup company called Clearview AI, and it's made that possible. It's an app currently being used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies in the U.S., including the FBI. And this was featured in the New York Times on Saturday. This past Saturday, the app works by comparing a photo to a database of more than 3 billion pictures that Clearview says it's scraped off of Facebook, Venmo, YouTube, and other sites. It serves up matches along with links to the sites where those database photos originally appeared, so you can unearth a name very easily, and from there, other info could be dug up online. The size of the database actually dwarfs others in use by law enforcement. The FBI's database, which taps past passport and driver's license photos is one of the largest, with 641 million images of U.S. citizens. The Clearview app isn't available yet to the public, but according to the New York Times, they say police officers and Clearview investors think it will be in the future. They say they've used the app to solve crimes, from shoplifting to child sexual exploitation to murder. But privacy advocates are all fired up about this. When they were warning that the app could return false matches to police, it could also be used by stalkers and by others. They've also warned that facial recognition technologies in general could be used to conduct mass surveillance. So there's still a lot of talk about regulation of facial recognition technology that's up in the air. A few cities, including San Francisco, have actually banned its use, but there aren't any federal laws yet on a broader level. So, actually, on Wednesday, the House Oversight Committee held its third hearing on facial recognition. Lawmakers are looking to address the tech's use in public spaces by both private companies and government agencies, and try to figure out what the technology is and what's appropriate. A couple of people who are hawks about this stuff, Mike Lee, who's a senator, a Republican from Utah, said that it's great technology for law enforcement, but the very power also makes it ripe for abuse. It doesn't surprise me that this is next, but I can totally see where someone is now, when they bring this into the public sphere. I think I've already expected law enforcement to have this kind of technology because I watch, you know, the shows that show them using this on TV. But what scares me is if you're walking down the street that someone just can identify you in this way. Yeah, that's
way beyond.
It's just so
beyond.
Creepy. There's no anonymity ever anymore. Like, all of our privacy is gone. It's just, it's crazy to realize.
All right, so here's...
To have that realization, I guess.
Another website story. Victoria and I and Kara were talking about this when you were out in the shower or wherever you were, Jennifer. There's a website called WeLeakInfo.com. WeLeakInfo.com that has sold private user data from 10,000 data breaches. What'd you say the number was? 12 billion, Kara? They have 12 billion usernames.
Yeah, apparently 12 billion passwords that were up for sale before the FBI shut it down.
Right. So the FBI shut them down. Now, see, this is where the FBI, this is why, this is good. The FBI should be on to stuff like this. We should be more comfortable about protection. The FBI goes after stuff like this. But for every one of it's kind of like a it's like a virus. For every one of these you knock down, there's another one that pops up. These sites are apparently all over the place, and they're selling the information for as little as $2.
Crazy.
Username. It is crazy. And so anyway, the FBI is asking you if you have any information about WeLeakInfo. I never heard of them before this. Did you? Anybody here ever hear of WeLeakInfo before this?
I'm sure probably don't think any of us are looking for it.
Yeah. Right. That's no. One. And I'm sure that this is probably one of many, many, many sites that are that have the same info or different batches of the same type of info. Yeah. The dark web is a very scary place. Yep.
Yeah, really is. Speaking of scary, there's an ad floating around. Elizabeth Warren's brothers say they're going to vote for her. Oh, wait a minute. Two of
they're
the
not. They're Republicans.
Are going to vote for her, right?
Yeah, I think I think she said on the debate that two of her brothers, two of the three are Republicans.
Right.
And they don't, yeah, they don't agree with her.
Uh-huh. But they still are said they're going to vote for her, apparently.
Wouldn't you vote for your own sister?
My sister?
Well, no, he would not vote for his sister.
Jeez. All right, well, dysfunction junction over there, but, you know, most people would vote for their sibling.
Well, I'm only teasing. I can't imagine what either of my sisters would run for. But they're very close. My oldest sister, my younger sister, I'm in the middle. My oldest sister, Linda, is pretty much like Attila the Hun when it comes to politics. And my younger sister...
Rape and pillage? I don't get that reference.
I know.
But that is pretty...
What does that mean?
Maybe backward thinking, according to some. She's very Minnesotan in her political values and thoughts and stuff. Whereas my younger sister thinks that Bernie... The sun rises and sets on Bernie Sanders. So that... And she used to be... But my sister... my younger sister used to be an avid Republican. And then she's gone in the other direction for whatever the reason. But it's very interesting. Yeah,
you drove her nuts.
That's a question. Yeah. I could have been. So you don't have brothers and sisters. Victoria, you have a brother, right? Would he vote for you? Would he vote for you if you were running for something?
I think so, yeah. I would vote for him, too.
You guys are pretty close, so yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, all right.
Kara would vote for all, I think that's an easy one, right? All of you guys would vote for each other.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we all get along so well is because we respect each other. And I don't know, I think that's an important part of a relationship.
Each other, not my
okay, place. I got a fun one. Okay, let's say I was running for president. Victoria and Kara, would you vote for me?
Would you vote for me?
Yes, I would, actually.
Really?
I'll believe
I
see it.
Yeah.
What if I had Bernie Sanders policies?
I think Kara and I would be more likely to vote for Jen than Jen would vote for us.
I don't know. I would vote for... But you asked me, and I said, look at how fast I said that. Yes,
have
I
you
would.
Ever voted for a Democrat before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who, but
no. Sometimes, somewhere.
Trust me, in California, you have to vote between two Democrats, so the answer is yes.
Victoria and Kara, have you ever voted for a Republican, either of you?
Yeah, I have in local
elections.
On the
local level, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there it is, folks. We'll cover this on tomorrow's podcast. In terms of today's podcast, we talk about that Brad and Jen moment from the SAG Awards. It's the current DJV podcast. Prince Harry's first comments after leaving his official role with the royal family. Talk about that in the podcast and why he's going to pay back that $3 million to the British taxpayers. Then there's Gloria Allred's lawsuit against Delta Airlines after one of their planes dumped jet fuel on the school here in California last week. So that and a lot of other things. And you can subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify as well, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. That's the DJV. And you can listen to DJV Show anytime during the day on TuneIn at djvshow.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines, step side covered down to peanut dust.
Recognizable sound of Luke Bryan here on the DJV program, plotting out his summer tour dates called the Proud to Be Right Here Tour, starting May 28th in Cincinnati, going all through the summer and into October. Morgan Whalen, who sings the hit Whiskey Glasses, going to open the bulk of the shows on the 40-date run. Family Tree songwriter Kaylee Hemmick, also on the tour through July 31st. When the trio Runaway June turns out. I don't know. What do we know about Runaway June? Anybody know anything about them?
It's a group, I think.
Yeah, I got that, Jennifer. Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't. I've and heard I don't, of them, but. Yeah, I think I may have even seen them, but I don't know if they stuck out all that well for me.
I thought maybe they were like a super group, like what's the Pistolanis group?
Yeah, I don't recognize any of the names, so I think they're a less than super group.
I know they were nominated for some awards this year, so. There you go.
Tickets go on sale next week for this Bryan tour.
They have a lot of hair. I just Googled them.
They do. Okay. Along with the tour announcement, Luke Bryan says a new album is on the way called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, with the singles Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight coming out in April. He released his last LP, What Makes You Country, back in 2017. On the 16th of next month, Luke Bryan returns to American Idol on ABC. Why is it starting so late? Usually American Idol starts right after the first of the year. Is it abbreviated? They're cutting out some of the siftings?
I think that's but you're right. Offset the voice, right? So they're not up against the voice?
No.
I'm guessing?
ABC seems committed to it, whether it's because their commitment to Ryan Seacrest is whatever it is, it just seems pretty committed.
Well, Luke. I mean, it's rumored that this might be the last season of it, so I don't know how committed they are to it. Yeah.
I think they signed 3-year deals, maybe, initially.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the Luke Bryan story. Anybody got any questions? See the teacher.
Is Jen going to go see this tour? That's my question.
Yep, of course. Are you kidding?
Yeah, her husband, Tim Tebow,
one of my
she's got to move back to Luke Bryan.
It's all right. They're all married. I just collect them all on the side, you know.
Not creepy at all.
No.
26 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Gene Watson becoming the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Making a Friday night appearance at the Opry, currently in its winter residency at the Ryman, 55 years after he made his debut on the same stage. I didn't realize this guy was that old. After performing his early 80s hits, Sometimes I Get Lucky and Forget, Nothing Sure Looked Good on You, Watson was interrupted on stage.
He likes her naked is what he's trying
naked.
To say.
Naked, yes, I got that. Vince, on the stage with Watson, said, I'll make you a deal. If you'll do Farewell Party, we'll invite you to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry, referencing Watson's signature hit from 1979. This is what we were playing here, Farewell Party.
Is gone from my body.
That's pretty country to me. So Watson recalled how he and his band celebrated the 40th anniversary of the hit song in 2019 and how was still his most requested song after all these years. He said, you put this on me, I'm not sure I have anything left. Watson was saying to Vince Gill. But anyway, he played it out. Other hits include Love in the Hot Afternoon and 14 Karat Mind. Watson follows a number of new Opry members who have been invited to join since the beginning of the first session of 2018. Hitmakers Chris Jansen, Dustin Lynch, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs all have been invited along with 90-star Mark Wills.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate's to begin today. The president and the administration calling it a hyper-partisan and baseless impeachment. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate is taking issue with the Republican majority leader's proposed rules for the impeachment trial. New York Senator Chuck Schumer calling Mitch McConnell's rules a national disgrace.
McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents, and intent on rushing the trial through.
Police say the man who opened fire at a Kansas City, Missouri bar on Sunday night, where people were celebrating the Chiefs AFC Championship, was 29-year-old Jayron Swift. He killed one person before he was shot by a security guard. They say he had been denied re-entry after getting into a fight at the club. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are part of the valued media sphere in our country. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at our controls. I started to say we got tangentized, as we often do, that Jennifer and I were in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New Jersey. Weather around the country was kind of lousy, at least the eastern part of the country yesterday. Wasn't bad here in Los Angeles, although it hasn't been. Well, it's 60s. It's supposed to be in January. What's it like, Victoria, on the east coast of New Jersey? I don't think there's not a west coast. So I'll just
the east coast of New Jersey.
Yes.
Well, currently, with the wind, it's 10 degrees.
No, swell.
So don't complain about your 60s.
No, I won't. All right.
That's very cold, just for the record.
Yeah, it is really very cold. Very cold.
I was out with friends last night and was walking back at about 10 p.m., and it was frigid. My temperature said it was like 27, but I think it was actually like 15. Mm-hmm. It's too cold out there. Don't go outside, cool. People.
All right. So the one little, I just wanted a little moment here to see if I understand what AOC said, that the Democrat, am I right here? The Democratic Party is not left of center. It's a center conservative party.
Yeah,
she actually
said
that.
She said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody here believe that beside her? Do you think that's the case, Victoria?
I think most registered non-politician Democrats are exactly that. I think they're way more in the center than, and I think that's why you see Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg being kind of people that they are gravitating towards. I don't think that most people, within the parameters of being on the left. Yeah, I think centrist in terms of being on the left. I wouldn't say centrist in general, but yeah, I think most Democrats, Kara and I talk about this all the time. We're not looking for some like far out, you know, crazy progressive candidate. My parents are not looking for that either. I don't know. None of my friends are looking for that. We're all registered Democrats. We're not looking for that. So I don't know.
So who would they vote for then in your social circle? Who's sticking out?
Bloomberg.
Well, Bloomberg is definitely appealing, sure. It just depends on who gets the nomination. It depends on if the DNC ruins it or not, you know? If they, because I think they completely ruined it the last time. So I don't know. I don't really have faith in the DNC at all. So it just depends. I think Biden is very appealing to most older Democrats. I think Mayor Pete has some appeal to some younger, more progressives. But, it'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how far Elizabeth Warren or Bernie make it. I like Bernie a lot more
than Elizabeth Warren. Is done, cooked, finished. Bernie, I think, has got a lot of flame left him. I do. I'm telling you, she's done.
Well, you've been saying that from the very beginning.
She's very popular with women, though. She's really popular with
women.
No
women that I know. And I know some pretty progressive women.
Your daughter loves her.
My daughter is not. My daughter and my son are working for Bernie. They actually were on a phone.
Well, then that's a switch, because the last time you gave us an update on Megan, she was all for Elizabeth Warren.
No. Well, not anymore. So, anyway, see where it all shakes out. Let's do some food news, Victoria. What do you have from the... you got any more fish news?
No.
What's growing in the seas of South China?
I don't think anybody wants to know that. But there is a new study that's kind of interesting. And a lot of people do find themselves craving sugar in the winter months, whether you want hot cocoa.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Or if you want, if you want to have a donut or some pastry or cake or dessert when you normally maybe wouldn't order dessert. Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is it's linked to depression in the winter months. And research has shown that if you eat more sugar in the winter, it's actually worse for you, and it increases your risk of depression. People already have some sort of seasonal or at least a susceptibility to depressive symptoms during the winter months.
Seasonal adjusted disorder, right? SAG?
Seasonal affective disorder, affected disorder, yeah. And so not everyone has it, but people tend to be a little more susceptible to depressive symptoms. And a lot of those same people end up having stronger sugar cravings. The days are shorter, there's a lack of sunlight, it's colder, you want to stay indoors more, you want more comfort food. And so the bottom line, though, this new study shows that it's really important to limit your intake of added sugar in the winter, because it can, they say really no more than 2 tablespoons per day for women and 3 tablespoons per day for men. And what happens is it not only spikes your risk of depression, but it also wreaks havoc on your inflammatory response in your body and in your brain. And then the other thing that it does, which adds to the depression, it reduces dopamine activity in the brain. So dopamine makes you feel happy. And so if you are already reducing that with seasonal affective disorder, and then you're adding more sugar to it, then you're even further reducing the level of dopamine activity in the brain, and all of that can lead to not only packing on the pounds, but you could end up finding yourself in a real seasonal depression. So just beware and try to avoid any added sugar with your coffee or whatever it is, wherever you feel like you're sneaking in extra sugar, which we all do. I mean, I'm eating Swedish fish for breakfast right now, so,
What is Swedish fish?
The little red gummy candies, which I never even
find in seafood. It's good for you.
It's seafood.
It's got omega-3s.
It's from Sweden. It's not from China, so it's okay.
Panera, in other food news, planning some major menu changes as they move ahead. The plant-based movement seems to be making its way into not only their chain, but a lot of restaurant chains. I know I'm very conscious of eating that way, looking around. I went to a place they call Lemonade here. And I've been actually twice to it. There was one, I stopped in one in Manhattan Beach the other day, and then yesterday I was over in Brentwood, and I went into the Lemonade there with a friend, and it's a plant-based place. Have you ever been to one of them, Jennifer, Lemonade?
I drive by them all the time, and I really want to go, but no, I've not been yet.
Yeah,
it's very delicious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually quite the, I had different salads.
It's kind of like the line, right? That you can pick up what you want.
Right, yeah. And it's salads and plant-based soups and things like that. I'm not a big fan of kale by itself, but there was a kale salad with corn that I tried. Anyway, the point is that this is everywhere now, and people are starting to offer meat-like substitutes, the Impossible Whopper, that kind of stuff. But the Impossible Whopper is really not good for you. Mm-mm. It may taste
None
good,
of that
but
stuff
it's really
is.
Nah. So Panera is pledging to make 50% of its menu vegan or vegetarian friendly over the next year or two. You won't be finding Beyond Meat or Impossible Pork there, though. They are looking to achieve their goal by offering more items that are made without eat by incorporating more plant-based whole foods, foods that haven't been processed or altered, like quinoa and edamame, that sort of thing. I like both. I think quinoa, if you fix it the right way and just kind of flavor it up a little bit, it's really, Megan makes a really good quinoa with the new cauliflower, whatever it is, whatever she does to it is really yummy. She knows I like it, so she makes it. She makes it all the time. The chain says, Panera Bread says, it's going to have at least one plant-based option in each of its six menu categories. Who eats at Panera here? Anybody?
I do.
Jennifer, you eat at Panera?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think all of us do.
I love Panera.
I like
There's
them.
One near me here in New Jersey, and since I moved from New York, because there weren't any in the city, and so now down in Jersey, I love it. It's great.
Yeah. I think they're quite good. And it's not reasonably priced, and it's pretty fast, that kind of stuff. And healthy, though.
It's a little on the pricey side, I think, but it's still worth it. Yeah, but it's still worth it. You're getting really good food. That green goddess salad that they have is delicious.
You know what I mean?
And it's all real food with avocado and everything in it. So I don't mind paying a little extra for good stuff.
You know, they have 2,300 stores. I had no idea they were that big. Panera. They don't belong. The original company, original family that started it sold out, I think, to an English company a number of years ago. But they've stayed true. That's the good thing. If you buy a company that's successful, why would you change it? There are so many examples, especially in the restaurant business, of big companies buying up smaller companies. I can think of a couple of examples in New England, for example. The Papagino's pizza chain was very successful for about 40 years, and a bank bought it, and they've ruined it. They're only like about, they had 200
and... Banks and hedge funds and private equity firms, they're buying up so many different businesses and ruining them.
Ruin them.
They have no idea what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And Friendly's the same way. Friendly's is pretty much gone. It was all over the Northeast. Nah, you can find them anymore because the bank down in Florida, the bottom, they've ruined it. Completely ruined it. It's too bad.
I always wondered what happened to Friendly's because that was that they were big in New Jersey too, all along the East Coast.
Oh yeah,
they were great,
had quality food.
Yep.
The ice cream became crap because they cheapened it. I worked there as a kid in the Friendly's, and my older sister and I worked in the Friendly's in Natick, and it was kind of fun actually. I had
you and Attila the Hun worked at Friendly's, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Victoria?
You and Attila the Hun worked at Friendly's.
Well, you're teasing me about my sister's political points of view. All right, Victoria, what did you start to say? I didn't hear what you said.
No, I was just going to say I agree with you because you said it was fun. That was a place that there was one in the mall, in the local mall where we grew up, and that was like a special treat that if we were good while we were shopping with my mom, we got to go to Friendly's. That was the bribery, and it worked.
Yeah. Baby stroller recall coming up in a moment here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. A common complaint for women who've undergone breast cancer treatment is lymphedema, or swelling in the arm on the side of the breast cancer surgery.
About 25% of women will develop lymphedema if they have that full axial lymph node dissection, that main group of lymph nodes removed from the armpit on the side of the breast cancer.
According to Dr. Judy Bowie, there's a much lower rate of lymphedema with sentinel lymph node surgery, where instead of removing all the lymph nodes, just the first few lymph nodes draining the breast
breast are removed to evaluate for the presence of cancer.
Just being less invasive and doing the right amount of surgery.
Dr. Bowie led a population-based study which showed that lymphedema is associated with the use of chemotherapy and radiation, as well as with axillary surgery. She says the study also highlights the ability to identify at-risk patients and discuss possible lymphedema prevention and treatment strategies. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, baby trend. Recalling four models of their strollers, moms, due to the potential for a fall hazard. The company issued a recall of four models of the Tango Mini Stroller because the hinge joints can release. So if the hinge joints release, the stroller could collapse when under pressure, posing a hazard for a child in the stroller. Company says anybody who has a stroller ought to bring it back to either the store where they bought it, so you can get your money back, et cetera, et cetera. The stroller model.
China, what a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is again, how they're China wants to kill our babies. They're killing our food. This is what China's doing. They want to kill our pets. They try all the time. It's with dog food. You have to just be careful where you buy your stuff from.
Yep. That is for sure. All right. So Jennifer Aniston has been around a lot. She's got this new show, The Morning Show. I don't know who's watching it, but she got the award of the SAG thing on Sunday night.
People love it.
After, say again, Victoria?
People love that show. I don't have Apple Plus, but people are obsessed with it.
Yeah, well, she's a good actress. Anyway, she became much more public, kind of relaxed in public. And she was talking about the moment that she joined Instagram in an interview after the SAG Awards. She said it was peer pressure. Her friends, like the friends' friends, are apparently all on Instagram, and so she thought she had to be there as well. She got a million followers like that.
Well, now that she and Brad Pitt are married again, it's going to be great for the show.
Exactly. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Time. Yes, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with a focus on you and your health. Those of you who like yogurt, and my father's called yogurt, consuming yogurt is really good for a lot of different reasons. I think we've known that yogurt is good for quite a long time. People will tell you, well, you got to have, there's a new kind of yogurt that I found at one of the farmers markets here, Jack. It's a European yogurt that's a really very, very good. First time I ever tasted it, I found it at a couple of markets, as a matter of fact. It's pretty expensive. It's very thick. You know how sometimes the cheap
stuff is like melted ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's about all it is. Yeah, that's about all it is.
It's all full of sugar and things like that. All right, so what is this story about yogurt help us with? What do we need to know?
Well, it's out of a nutrition journal just recently published. But the thing I really like about it is it promotes that the colon itself needs to be acidic. In other words, the more acidic the colon is, the less likely you are to tend towards colorectal cancer. And so what they found, one of the major benefits of taking yogurt, especially the kind you're talking about, the Europeans are way ahead of us when it comes to nutritional research and its application
and applying it practically speaking.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Talked about that before, but in any event, they found out that the Lactobacillus bulgaricus, and I like the Bulgarian form, but these two bugs, Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus bulgaricus.
You got that, Victoria?
Yes.
Write that down.
Yes, thank you.
Get that.
Linnaeus, who gave us these genus and species designations, the growth of these bacteria in the colon promote an acid environment. And they find out that the more And the longer it's been acidic and the more acidic your colon is, the less tendency you have for the development of adenomas that become bowel cancer. So in this study, men who were eating two or more servings a week were almost 20% less likely to have problems than the men. The study was on men, but the women...
Why did they have women, I wonder?
I'm not really sure, but it's not going to be a whole lot different.
A GAPS guy. You're a GAPS practitioner. You use information like this to help your patients at your clinic in Salt Lake? Would you print up stuff and put it out in your lobby?
Absolutely.
Like this?
Yeah. Yes, and we have a TV that's constantly showing through, you know, the Apple TV, constantly playing podcasts and such. But, that's one of the reasons why we promote the use of something called Zymex and lactic acid yeast. They're standard process. They're pills. They're excellent for promoting an acid environment in the gut. And some people just don't like yogurt. The ironic thing about that, Doug, is that when you eat it, the healthier the stuff is. It's the kind of yogurt, the kids say, oh yeah, yogurt, yogurt.
Hey.
You know, it's usually the melted ice cream form of yogurt, and it's got so much sugar in it, and the bacterial colonies in there that are beneficial for the gut have been destroyed processing.
Speaking of gut, what does your gut tell you? Even though this was only done for men, how would this apply to women? Can you take the same knowledge?
Men are more prone to colon cancer than women, but only by a percent or two. So it's still going to have a very profound effect for women as well, of course, because, they're the same mammals we are. They just have some strange differences. But when it comes to the gut, it's not going to be that far off.
No. All right. So good yogurt. Find good yogurt. And it doesn't necessarily have to taste awful.
It doesn't. But there should be that little tangy, sour response on your tongue.
A little bit.
Yes.
There it is. The GAPS practitioner in him has surfaced, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Now, let's talk about your weight and how is the weight that you have going to lead you to be healthy or is it going to lead you to be sick? And if you're thinking, oh, I got too much weight here, I got to do something about it, time for me to start. Start with Calitrin and end with Calitrin. Starting and finishing your diet with a healthy, all-natural approach. And that means there are no drugs. And that means there are no stimulants, none of that. This formula put together with collagen is the main ingredient. Aloe vera is in here. Some nurses got together seeing how people were having such a tough time losing weight. And they decided they'd come up with something better. That was 24, 25 years ago, and now the rest is history. An 86% success rate. Wow. Compare that to anybody else in terms of losing the weight that you want and keeping it off. If you follow the program, that's amazing. 86% of the people that get onto this are successful. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and buy a bottle. Well, buy three bottles, and you get one free, and you get $10 off the bottle you buy. That's at Calitrin.com to lose the weight and...
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.